Previously, on Unnecessary Side Project.
You'll never know.
And the Blue Jays stopped playing baseball. Hi, I'm Steven Spielberg.
And I'm Mel Gibson. I just
We are both just done with this podcast.
Yeah.
We have had so many goddamn mic troubles. It's unbelievable. This is now the third podcast that we've tried to record that has just been blown. One, we had to re-record the last few minutes of it. One we lost completely because it was awful. And then this one, I had headphones in so that I could hear it, but I was only listening when Matt was talking, it sounded great. But then whenever I talked, you could hear me not only on my microphone, but also on his microphone, and it is awful. So I don't know, maybe I'll put that episode up as a listen at your peril episode, mm-hmm. because we talked about monster movies. It was all right. I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah. I'm
kind of sad that no one will be able to hear it, but yeah, it's he's gone. So
if you listen to you out there, this isn't as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, it's because I'm trying to force the two microphone, and you're nodding your head, and yeah. So I'm sorry, everyone.
So this podcast. Hence my joke, you'll never know what we talked about. Oh, what the hell, you put it up, it doesn't matter, but...
Yeah.
Don't number it, though.
Yeah. Special number zero.
Special edition.
It's awful.
We shot for a prize to anyone who listens to that entire one.
Yeah.
But anyways...
I have the tracking on there to see if they will.
This one, we're going to do another Ask Reddit episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we have theme music for these.
Yes.
If it hasn't already played yet...
Nope.
Should we cue it now?
Yeah.
All right.
In three.
Two.
What?
Duck-sized horses, horse-sized dumb. What are other foods you shuck? Kissing blue white packs need your bell. Horror stories using yellow. Have you ever done this thing? After Elvis, who's the king? Are you ever lonely? Serious replies only. We did write the questions. We went on to Reddit. I don't give them some credit. No, we didn't write the questions. All we did better is what really matters.
Oh, what a great song.
The production value is going up right now. I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So as you may or may not know from previous podcasts, what we do for these ones is we take some of the questions from Ask Reddit over the past week or so, because we aren't creative enough to think of our own topics, and answer some of those questions.
We didn't rate the questions.
And, yep.
Hence the song.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right.
So here's one. Have you ever boycotted anything solely because the TV commercials were so annoying?
Well, it's a soft boycott in that I have never had the need to go to this place, but I will never go to, what is it, Spence Diamonds, that has the awful commercials with the super annoying guy on the radio. It's diamonds are the best in the business. It's like, oh, I hate that. With the woo in it.
So you've taken all of your diamond purchases elsewhere.
Yes. Well, I just go straight to the source. I go to the center of Africa, and
I wouldn't go out on a limb and say that based on the fact that you're probably not the biggest diamond purchaser, may not be their target market.
No, but I would never, like, if I had to purchase diamonds, say for a gift,
mm-hmm.
that would be last on the list. I would go everywhere. I'd go to the super shady place in the mall that just popped up, and somehow they have all these jewelry and they offer these great...
Right now, your wife is looking down at her ring going, where did he get this?
Yeah. Well, sorry,
what truck did this fall off of? What trench coat pocket did this come out of?
Yeah.
I don't like Spence Diamonds ads either. And I realize in their ads, many of them, they make fun of themselves for having bad ads. Yeah. But you're not that clever. It's not funny.
That doesn't make it good better.
But... As a unmarried man in a long-term relationship with weddings probably in our future.
I'm going to crop out that peck.
Yeah. Yeah. Sitting in a car next to my girlfriend when he talks about how with diamonds, or how he really shows you if he's really serious and does all this other crap. Like, I don't like you now as a person.
Yeah, go to hell.
Yes, go to hell, man.
You're a jerk.
Yeah, lay off the guilt trip. Lay off the guilt trip. Maybe, Adam, maybe we've been waiting. Maybe we just try to save some money.
Yeah, or maybe you're a jerk.
Yeah.
And you should stop selling diamonds and go into a business where no one ever has to hear you.
Yeah.
Say a grave digger.
Yeah. That's
dark. Still exists, right?
That's dark, yeah.
Grave diggers?
Most graves are dug by hand, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By one guy.
Yeah, one guy.
There's an Eastern Seaboard guy, and then there's a center Midwest guy, and then there's a Western Seaboard.
I try to think now if there's any other products I've boycotted specifically because their commercials are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of terrible commercials, but usually it's for products that I don't buy. I mean, like, I don't think I would ever have to go to the cash man in Toronto.
Russell Oliver.
That's
his name, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you cash. Yeah. And then he has that song, I'm the Cash Man.
Yeah, I think...
But I've never been in such dire straits that I need to go to a loan shark and hawk my jewelry.
Hey, don't judge, man. Maybe some of our audience base is probably filled with people who need to go to loan sharks.
Hey, there were times when I had to sell things to make money, but
Kidneys.
It was through Kijiji or through, take it to a game store and sell all my old video games and get $1 for each and be very upset.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got Spence Diamonds off the list. So sort Russell Oliver... apologize.
Yeah.
We don't need your services anyway. And Spence Diamonds. If you want to sponsor this podcast, we'll take it back. It sponsors in diamonds.
Hey.
Other than that.
Why not?
It's not happening. I'll totally sell out to
Yeah. I read a lot of Ask Reddit, and I read this one, and one of the top ones is Spence Diamonds, but it's Jared Diamonds. And he went to Jared. That's stupid.
Oh, God.
I hate those so much. But I think that's just a U.S. chain, Jared. Yeah. So... We're not hip and with it. We're not ruled by Obama. We are free thinking Canadians.
Yep.
So.
What's something people complain about on Reddit,
mm-hmm.
but you've never actually personally witnessed?
Probably like fat shaming or militant Catholics.
Yeah.
That are trying to keep atheists down. I don't know. It seems like I stopped subscribing to our atheism because it's all just... I realize there are parts of the world that are probably more Catholic than where we live. And there are people who are more adamant about it than people in this area. But I don't know. Some of the situations that these people on atheism are talking about, it's like, oh, it's... You know, they were... forcing the Bible down my throat and whatever, and I had to use my quick wit and my
There was like subreddit R that happened. And
yeah,
I think that whole subreddit and that whole like kind of common whining on Reddit is a product of like a larger debate in the States, right? So there's a truth to both sides, but like on Fox, and they're like, oh, the liberals hate Christmas and don't want you to say Merry Christmas. No, they don't. No one ever.
Yeah.
There's no one ever does that. And then the flip side, no one ever like goes to your house and says, you know, without God, you know, you're gonna have a terrible life. No one really does these things.
There's a comedian. His name is Todd Glass, and he has a whole thing about the war on Christmas and how people are saying, oh, you can never say Merry Christmas anymore. And he said that's like someone saying, you know, no matter who it is, saying hi, Jerry. It's like, yeah, you can say hi, Jerry, but that's not the person's name. So you're just kind of being a jerk. So we're not, it's not a war on hi, Jerry. It's maybe other people have different faiths, but, you know, whatever. And I don't think there's a lot of people out there that get offended if you don't know and you sort of default on Christmas and say Merry Christmas. They get the sentiment.
I think on both those sides, I think, so our atheism is popular on Reddit, so I see what you're saying, but I think... people make a caricature of the other side.
Yeah.
And it's going to be places where, people blow up or people murder, like, abortion doctors and kill people. And there are extremists on that side.
Yes.
But, I mean, the odds of someone in our atheism stumbling across one of these folks and having a debate in the Tim Hortons or, in the States, like a Walmart line, probably zero. Like, if that's not actually happening.
That video I posted on your Facebook of the guy. It was, if you're an atheist, how can you say bless you when someone sneezes? Then he gets really, and he's wearing a fedora, and he gets really close to the camera, and he said, and I whispered with a twinkle in my eye,
if you don't believe in Thor, how can you say Thursday?
That is the worst argument. Yeah. Like, it... Oh, God. Anyways. Atheism's great. Like, the our atheism troops or whatever, they're all weirdos.
But I think there's an extreme version for everything, right?
Yeah.
So, I think... If I could tell, what was the question again? If I could tell everything?
If I could tell a lie.
No, it was.
Who is this? George Washington over here?
What's something you've seen on Reddit that people complain about Reddit you've never really seen? That's probably one of the biggest ones. I mean, I've seen people do some offensive things, but never as extreme on either the atheist or like religious side.
Yeah.
And like my personal life.
Yeah.
But
we live in a pretty moderate
area, Canada's pretty relaxed place. Yeah. Like
it's cool, baby.
I discussed
what you want to believe.
Religion with my coworker a couple of days ago, and like the one topic you should never talk about something.
Was it me?
No, I don't want to give the person's name because they don't want to be in our podcast, but it was actually a really fun and healthy discussion because it wasn't like a you're wrong and I'm right. It's like, that's how you view it because I view it this way, and it's actually being Canadian is the best.
Yeah.
I think we're raised in a way that hopefully doesn't offend people, but.
Well.
I don't know.
Me constantly, so.
The fat shaming thing's probably true too, but I can't tell if that's just like a new thing that people like to make jokes about.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, obesity is a problem in Canada, but not, I don't think, to the scale that it is in the States either, so it's like.
I've seen a lot of like the fat accepted stuff, and a lot of, so I subscribe to Our Fitness because I'm in such a great shape. And
you are looking pretty good lately.
And they make fun of a place it's called like Planet Fitness in the States.
Okay.
And I guess what they do is they serve...
Do you get there via rocket?
they serve pizza every Thursday or something like that.
Okay.
And they...
Just ignore that completely. That's
fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I laugh at the good ones. and one of the things they have, they call it like some kind of alarm, like a lunk alarm, L-U-N-K. And that's what they refer to guys who wear like... bro tank tops and grunt and stuff like that. So if you make too much noise, they'll like set an alarm off in this gym to like put you in your place. So everyone in places like Our Fitness and whatever, they all obviously hate this place because many of them are bros. But I don't think they have that in Canada. Like I go to a gym and it says like don't drop the weights and don't grunt, and I lift weights and I don't have to like particularly drop them that much or grunt. So I don't know if that's like
you. And it's just easy for you. I mean, you can pick up 500 pounds with one hand.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is that impressive, 500 pounds? I would think.
Yes, 500 pounds is very impressive.
Is that good?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I can do it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is that like for a normal person?
So that's not like this. So that's the whole point of that whole, this whole story was to A, tell everyone I'm working out, just so you all know.
Yeah. Thank you. For
no problem.
To the point. God.
And then the other thing was that this whole fat acceptance movement.
Yeah.
I think. There's like a movement towards people understanding different body types.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing, but being like, when they show like a picture of someone who's very obviously like morbidly obese.
Yes.
It's like fat acceptance. Things aren't needed. I really doubt anyone argues that that is a healthy lifestyle. It's more like not everyone has to be like 90 pounds and walking down a runway, right? Like that's, so I think that's another.
Real women have curves.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really another exaggeration that people like to poke fun at the stereotype, but really isn't a thing. I don't know.
You're telling me that a bunch of people under the cloak of anonymity on a website where the whole point is to say something inflammatory to get people to respond to it are using exaggeration in their stories? Color me surprised.
This is the guy who just complained about our atheism. He like,
well, go to hell. You don't believe in hell, so
there you go.
You went
How
there,
do you say that to
if
me?
If you went there, you'd be like, what is this?
Like, go to Hades, you don't believe in
Thor. It's just a room where they say you can't wear fedoras and smoke e-cigarettes.
That'd be a hilarious podcast. Just do a debate as a stereotype of like someone who believes something ridiculous.
Yeah. It would be a lot of yelling.
Yeah. Okay, what old person name should make a comeback? Mildred.
Hey, that's a pretty good one.
Hugo?
I like Hugo.
That's a sweet name.
That is
Arthur. Arthur's a good name.
Yeah.
My friend...
Is Arthur an old name?
Maybe not.
There's an aardvark named Arthur.
There is one, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not an old name. But do you know any Arthurs that are young?
The aardvark, yes.
Yeah.
He's perpetually in fourth grade, I believe.
Yeah, he's like a vampire from Twilight.
Yeah.
Which you guys never know about because the podcast broke from the horror one.
Yeah, we talked all about it and how much we love those movies and our favorite characters. And you would be surprised.
Anyone who doesn't like Twilight can jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
No, no, please don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Old person name.
Old person name. My grandfather's name is Les.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie as a man. And Leslie has sort of become a woman's name. It wasn't historically, but it is. I don't know. I think that's a pretty cool... Like, a guy named Les. That's... Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
All right. I
think also because it's a family name, so I like that. But yeah. I think that, yeah. Or...
We work with two Leses, I think. But that's neither true. One is, like, under 30.
Yeah, they are elderly men.
Yeah. Well, one is. One's, like, in his 40s.
Who's the other one?
We'll talk about that after the
podcast. No, I need last names. I need a picture. We'll put it up on the website. Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth's a nice name.
Yeah, that's a nice name. I think Dr. Ruth ruined that for everyone with her perverted ways.
Yeah, it's true.
Hello? Stop talking about sexuality in a common manner. Yeah, it's God disgusting.
Frowns upon this.
Yeah.
Only someone from our atheism could save us.
When will our Superman come?
Yeah.
I
think so. I had a great uncle named Archie, which was like
that name.
Yeah, it was an anglicized version of his name. He's from Belarus. So, but I love that name though. I think Archie's a great name. So I like that name as a guy's name.
What were the Golden Girls' names? There was Blanche.
Wasn't there a Ruth in that? I'm just making that up. I don't even know. I just assume there was. You look it up.
Yep.
Yeah, ladies' ones are harder because like ladies' ones kind of have old lady connotations. Like Mildred's a good example.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend. My girlfriend's mom is named Betty.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a super common name anymore, but that's a nice name too. I like Betty. Makes me think of Archie comics. Maybe that's why I thought of it.
Yeah.
And if you're going down the rabbit hole of how my brain works.
So there's Dorothy, who was played by Bea Arthur. There was Rose, who was played by Betty.
Rose. That was Ruth. I'm an idiot.
There was Blanche, who was played by Rue McClanahan, and there was Sophia, who was played by Estelle Getty. Did I get any of... What did I say was...
I said Blanche. I said Rue. Yeah. That was wrong, yeah.
Yeah, Blanche was the sex pot of the group.
Yeah.
She was firm. She was a Southern belle employed at an art museum. Let's run down these characters real quick. Bea Arthur as Dorothy Zbornak. She's a substitute teacher born in Brooklyn. That's Bea Arthur. Rest in peace. Betty White was Rose Nyland. She was a Norwegian American. I'm really thinking that you would jump in to try and stop me from doing this.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting. I wasn't sure if this is the kind of thing you want the podcast to turn into.
Ruth Clanahan is Blanche Devereaux. She's a Southern belle, and she's employed at an art museum.
We're basically letting you do this so that we can hashtag all the fans of Golden Girls. Okay, so here's some of the answers from Ask Reddit about the old person names.
Okay,
and they were way better than ours, I'd say. Okay. Ulysses, that's a really old name.
Yes.
Right? Atticus is one of them.
Atticus, as in Atticus Finch?
Yep. Wolfgang, I think that's about it. Cassius is the other good one. Cassius. Nebuchadnezzar. That's funny.
Hey, Nebby.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you have any questions you want to lead with, or am I going to take that right. again?
Yeah. Let me pull her up. Beep, 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 yep. Let's see. How would you like The Simpsons to end? Or how would you like to see The Simpsons end?
Is it? So I'm going to go outside the box here. I never want The Simpsons to end. I want you to just keep going. I want them to just insert like as many professions or scenarios as they can to some kind of database.
Yeah.
And who gets that job and what kind of wacky antics they get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It just generates a script and then they record the voices of all the actors. That just reads the script and it just goes on perpetually forever.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
All right. Well, I mean, that's one option, I guess.
I think they started doing that about 10 years ago anyway.
Yeah. Do you remember the episode? It was like the clip show.
Yeah.
No, not the clip show. It was the short films about Springfield or whatever, where it was all of them had their spinoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, Principal Skinner and Clancy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the South and
yeah,
I would like everyone to break off and position themselves in such a way so that those become canon.
Oh,
so you know, the police chief and Ralph and Principal Skinner start a private detective agency and move to the South.
Yeah,
and that is literally the only one I can think of. But I loved that episode. That was what else happened in that one?
Do you? I don't remember, so I'm just going to segue out of there and try to save you a little bit. No problem.
Thank you so much.
I don't know how we'd want it to end, but yeah. How do you think they'll actually end it? They just make a stupid gag where a guy wakes up and it was all a dream or some other...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll be...
Here's how it's going to happen. I figured it out. So, because the Simpsons are... They have pop culture references, but they're usually a bit more subtle than like South Park, where they just like, you know, tear apart a celebrity or whatever.
Right.
I bet it's a clip show style episode where it's kind of short stories like you just described. And every short story ends in the way that a major other show ended. So like one's like The Sopranos. So like one short story just ends on black. One's like Seinfeld, where they all end up in prison and all different characters have different endings. Just like other shows that ended.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty impressed with that idea. You're welcome, Simpsons writers. Yeah. You guys heard it here first.
The helicopters fly away, like in MASH.
Yeah, exactly. Just do that over and over again until the show is just finally just over.
Everybody cries.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch MASH?
Not really. No. I remember it.
I think that may have been just slightly before our time.
Yeah. Like, I remember being on TV all the time, and I saw some episodes, but I don't really know all the references or not. But,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would want it to end. It seems like... There have been a lot of different episodes that could have been an out, like, but, you know, like the Hank Scorpio episode could have been the last episode, I think, and that would have been like a cool ending where he just goes and gets another job, just doesn't go back to Springfield and just stays there or whatever. Or it could just be another episode and then it just ends and then it just never gets picked up, like they never resolve it.
I think The Simpsons still have like a certain amount of popularity. Like, they're really still get good ratings and stuff like that. And I think that there's lots of people out there like us who at one time in their life watched it pretty consistently and then stopped watching.
Yeah.
And if they made some kind of like story arc ending to maximize the amount of money they make on it, like maybe end it in a movie again or something like that.
Mr. Burns gets shot again.
Yeah, they wouldn't just let it end quietly. They'd have to like build it out to make as much money off it as they could, I would think. But... So I'm scanning through the Ask Reddit questions here, and there's two. One's, what's the craziest thing you've gotten away with? And the other one is, what's a secret you've been holding in you don't want to know anyone to know or ruin your life? I'm pretty sure as long as you have like the Not a Cop Twitter account, police just like, hey, what illegal thing did you do that you want to tell us all about and get yourself in trouble?
Anybody's doing illegal drugs, come on down to the park.
Yeah.
And we can do it together. Yeah, no, I'm not going to answer those questions.
Yeah, you are, obviously not. So, okay, with this. What movie do you refuse to watch?
Do I refuse to watch?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
For me, it's National Treasure.
Why?
That movie sucks. I watched the first 5 or 10 minutes of it, and I was... Full disclosure, I was at work, not at our current jobs, so please don't fire me, but at a different job. And I'm actually literally being paid... to watch this, and I was doing security at the time, and I was at night, so I was...
Was it national security?
It was not national security, that's ironic.
Were you watching the Declaration of Independence?
Between the terrible writing and, like, the ridiculous plot, like right away, I was like, this movie is everything I hate about life.
It was perfect.
No, pitch perfect. I hate that movie. So someone told me, oh, just keep watching it, it's just fun. No, never happening.
No.
No.
You're taking a stand. That's the hill you want to die on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch 5 minutes of National Treasure and never more.
Yep. That's probably the one it's one of the few movies I've ever just stopped watching outright and got angry at. I left, my blood pressure was higher, I didn't leave, I was watching my laptop, but my blood pressure was higher, I was done. Do you mean movies like that?
I can't think of anything that I refuse to watch. For the longest time, I didn't want to watch Alien because I just heard it was terrifying. But then I had someone...
Group there?
Yeah, I guess you're right. No, a friend came over and Phil and I watched it together.
Held my hand.
Yeah.
He ran his fingers through my hair. He watched Alien
together. You know Phil? that joke's for you, Phil. Yeah. You creep. No, Phil, I love you.
You made it from like a kind of a joke to like, yeah, you're actually a creep. Yeah,
no, Phil is wonderful. But yeah, and I've never seen The Exorcist. I don't think I ever will. That looks too scary.
It's good, but like it doesn't, it holds up really well, but still it looks a bit dated. So it's not scary.
Pretty much any ghost
recent ghost movie that is well produced, like The Conjuring or House at the End of the Street or whatever that was. Like, I refuse to watch those because it just
Casper. Scares me.
Yeah. What?
Casper.
Casper. Yeah. I heard God's Burgers. It's like, what is that? I don't like those. A movie that I will never watch again.
Yeah.
That at the time I went and saw in theaters, and it was the only movie I've gone to see where I thought, I just want to leave. This is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Bruce Willis movie called Heart's War,
mm-hmm.
where he is in a Nazi internment camp, I believe, mm-hmm. and is trying to escape. And it was just, it was so bad. I don't even remember the reasons why it was bad, but I was watching it and I was there with my friend. And both of us were like, let's just go. This is terrible. And I was like, no, maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get better. And then it ended, and it was so bad. I did not enjoy it. At one point, he is in a room with like the head Nazi and has a gun on him and has the ability to shoot this guy and just leave. And he just puts the gun down and goes back into his, I don't know. I'm sure it was supposed to be, I'm sure there's reasons why he did these things. Yeah. I hated it so much.
On that note, if anyone's ever seen, this is more like a what's the worst movie you've ever seen kind of question, but if anyone's ever seen The Last Airbender and Night Shyamalan, I'm so sorry. When I left the theater with my friends, the feeling of sunshine in my face, knowing that I was finally free from that hell, we texted each other for like weeks after, just talking about how the roses smelled sweeter. Knowing that film was over.
Spider-Man 3 was atrocious. Yeah. When he gets his stupid emo haircut, mm-hmm. and then there's that extended dance scene. Yep. I'm like, why? Why is this happening?
That's one of those movies where you need to bleep this when we record, but I can't control the swearing I'm about to do. But that's one of those movies where when they're filming it, and there are professional, like, millionaire actors, producers, directors, how does no one say, Hold on, everyone. This is a piece of shit. Yeah. This is brutal.
This is garbage.
What are we doing? Let's just take a week off. We'll write something better.
Yeah, maybe we'll come back. We'll come back to it. There's got to be something better we can do here. Yeah, so that movie was terrible. And I was in a bad mood coming out of it. And then I come out and there had been a fight in the parking lot. And they hit my car and broke the side mirror off. So my day just went from terrible to even worse. So Spider-Man 3 has a special place in my heart as just being a terrible day. A lot of poor decisions on that day.
As far as movies I wouldn't see or refuse to see that I have no... one of them is Godfather 3. My dad has forbidden me from watching Godfather 3 because he says it's not really bad, but it's bad enough that it kind of gives you a negative taste in your mouth with the other two.
Yeah.
So just stick with the other two. They're perfect as they are. Don't watch the third one.
Yeah, I think I watched 3, but like fast forwarded through most of it. It's, yeah, I just remember it being particularly good.
I just recorded my DVR, it's called The Godfather Saga, and it's like the Godfather movies made for TV, recut.
Okay.
They change the order of stuff. I think the third one's included, so I might end up watching it, but hopefully by accident, in their recutting.
Oh, no!
So, yeah, by saying...
Is that...
I refuse to watch it. I might watch it tomorrow.
Yeah. Who knows?
But...
Who knows what the future might bring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, but...
Probably a broken podcast again.
Oh, God.
I'm predicting about 5 minutes.
All right, both of us are talking right now. I'm putting on the headphones.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to have a mental breakdown.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Oh, I can hear myself just fine. Perfect. And I've been talking like this because there's like a tiny delay, and it makes me think like I need to slow down, but I don't. Anyways.
There you go.
The Last Airbender, I have seen that. But not just in itself. I saw a Riff Trax version of that.
Oh, okay. So,
like, the guys from Mystery Science Theater did that. And it was, the movie itself was terrible, but the commentary was very funny. That's how I also saw the Twilight movie.
Now I think, because you suggested I watch this.
Yes.
I might watch that episode because I hate that movie so much.
Yes.
That I'll laugh harder at it. Yeah,
I have the full Twilight saga and I have Jurassic Park as well.
I like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but they're poking fun at it, you know.
You know what? Some things are sacrilege. There are no flaws with the documentary Jurassic Park.
Yes, that poor island, those poor dinosaurs.
Yep. So,
Dead air.
No, dead air's fine. I think
we always think dead air is worse than it is, and that it's like half a second goes by where we're not talking, not running our gobs.
So here's one here about noisy neighbors. You ever had a noisy neighbor?
Yes.
So what's the most interesting thing you've ever overheard?
It was not so much interesting as it was heartbreaking. But we used to live in a semi, so we shared a wall with another family, and they were just constantly fighting and constantly yelling at each other and yelling at the kids. And it was just, the guy wasn't the father of the kids, but was with the, I don't know. But the most heartbreaking thing was it was just shouting. And then one of the kids yelled, "You're not my dad." And the guy yelled back, "Damn right I'm not."
Oh, oh my God.
It was like, man, come on. Like, that's just, those poor kids. I felt awful for them. But yeah, that was kind of the nail in the coffin. Like, we need to move, and we need to never live in a house that shares a wall with someone before.
Yeah.
Again, because it's just, even if you move into a place where you share a wall and the people who are living there at the time are fine, if those people ever leave, you might be subjected to this awful family like we did. And yeah, it was bad.
I've never heard anything. I've heard people fighting and stuff, but I travel a lot for my job. Yeah. I've been in hotel rooms. I've heard a lot of people going at it, like, in a more positive way than what you're describing.
Yeah.
But it's really weird. I mean,
we're going to have to put another bloop in this episode. Because I'm about to tell a story.
Yeah, before you do, but like, it's funny because I imagine I can't help but lay there in my bed. And so many jokes to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I imagine the wall of the hotel being removed from the outside and just looking at us and seeing like me like 4 feet away.
Yep.
Actually physically from these people. But there's this thin layer of drywall separating us. Yeah. How both hilarious and uncomfortable.
Well, to be
that
fair, there's studs there too. There's
some of those rooms definitely had studs in them. Like, they were doing well.
Okay, good.
That's good. It's good to hear. My wife and I were in Seattle, and we were in a hotel. And do you know this story?
Yes.
Did I tell you this story? Oh my God, I love it. So we're laying in bed, and the people in the room beside us decided to get it on and finished very quickly. But as they finished, the man yelled out, not the woman, the man yelled out at the top of his lungs,
"The F word."
And we lost it. And immediately they went quiet because if we could hear him yell that,
yeah,
he could hear us laughing at him being an idiot. So yeah, I'm sure we humiliated him. Just as he reached ecstasy, he was quickly brought back to earth and the surroundings. So yeah,
that's pretty funny. Yeah, yeah. I just moved. We're desperately trying to make the podcast work in my new house, but so far maybe it's not.
Well, we're just gonna have to do one microphone, which is fine. It sounded all right. It's just I like the two mic better because it's easier to control, although in this...
These are bad examples of it being
easier
to control. But anyway, old house, though, so I was just sold it a couple months ago. It didn't have we only did have central air, so I had the window units and didn't have those in because I didn't want the people buying the house to see that. So we kind of like just, because it looks kind of crappy from the street. So I had the windows open all the time and just heard all of our neighbors' issues aired out because it's really kind of tight quarters all downtown. And nothing was ever that interesting, though. It's usually just someone screaming at their kids for something. But I always imagine there being like, I want to overhear like a drug deal happen or like some kind of exciting or interesting thing. But usually it's just people, this is not a really interesting story, so it's going to stop. But usually people are squawking.
No, please continue.
Yeah.
No, it's not a bad story. Yeah, no, we don't have anything.
Oh, here I got a good one. How about that?
Yes.
I thought of one.
Matthew, put his hand in the air.
I thought of one. So if my neighbors from Old House ever hear this podcast, I'll say your names. Sorry, I'm comfortable with that. Lisa and Steve, we can retweet this. But Steve handed his phone to his mother-in-law for something, and she was going through like the internet or something online, and she started going through the photos, and then she stumbled across a photo of his wife that, based on the reaction, was inappropriate.
Yep.
So all we hear is, "Oh my God!" And they're all screaming. I was in the backyard of my house playing board games with like six people, so then we all started laughing and cheering, and poor Lisa, I think, just shriveled up and went back inside.
Yeah.
So let me listen to you. Put a passcode on your phone, everyone.
There was some British TV show where the guy and the girl had just come back from vacation, and they had their parents over, and they had like a little one of those picture frames that you can put load the pictures on. They just loaded all the pictures from it. And they were just all sitting around the room talking about it. It's like, oh yeah, that's when we went to this. And then it just slowly went into all this like sex stuff. And the guy's just like, yes, that's your daughter. And okay, yep. And that's it.
Just more and more graphic.
Just mortified. But yeah, that's... And on that note, I think we're going to call it quits and hope to God that when I listen to this, when it's done, that it sounds okay. If it doesn't, that's it. Podcast's over. Because I am sick and tired of this. So it's not your fault. Don't worry. It's not because of you.
It's not your fault.
It's really because of
me. Not your fault.
What is that from? That's
from Goodwill Hunting.
That's from Goodwill Hunting? Yeah, I'm sure.
On that note, all the best, everyone.
Yep.
Missed you, Robin.
Yeah, we love you all. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for your patronage. We will see you next week.